Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
In a moment, we'll have R.C. Collins' Soprano review. But first, I have to tell you, I saw the cover of a Vanity Fair magazine this month. And it's, I think it's this month's. And the headline said, terrorism, nothing compared to global warming. And on the cover, it had, in a green, sort of this green Eden-like setting, was Julia Roberts dressed as sort of the Earth Mother. And Vanity Fair, if you don't know, is this really thick magazine. It's generally a pretty good magazine. They have really, really interesting articles. But on this cover, it says, you know, global warming, way worse than terrorism. And it had Julia Roberts in kind of an Earth Mother costume. And it had Al Gore and Robert Kennedy and George Clooney. And I saw this picture of George Clooney and I thought, God, he's good looking. And I'm thinking I'd like to make him my wife. And on our wedding night, he takes one off the chin. And that was very interesting last night on The Sopranos, how seems like Vito's found his home, huh?
Well, yeah, he's found his home, but you don't know if that's where they'll find him and shoot him. But, yeah.
I feel sorry for Vito. How about you?
Yeah, I feel bad for him because the poor guy, I mean, he can't. You know, he can't help it if he's a burglar. He can't help it if he's burgling.
Well, that's true.
But I thought it was a good show, and by the way, I heard what you said about George Clooney. You know what you should do? You can say this to people, and it makes their name sound like it's Spoo or something. You should say something like, oh, wow, I forgot to wipe my Clooney. You know?
I forgot. What does that mean?
It means, in other words, you turn the guy's name into something, you know, nasty. Like, yeah, so the other day I was walking down the street and I noticed some Clooney was on my shoe. You can do that. Or just say George. Or just say George Clooney. You can say, the other day I was walking down the street and I noticed, God, I'm chafing. Ah, shoot, man. There's bits of Clooney still stuck to my...
Yeah, okay, thanks. I got it.
You know how they call them dingleberries? You can just say they're Clooneyberries.
All right, man, thanks very much.
Okay, I got to split because I got to go take a Clooney.
Yeah, get out of here. I got to take a Clooney. There it is, the Soprano Report. Yeah, that was a great one last night. Now, I understand it's not enough violence yet for the average Soprano fan. There will be. Don't worry about it. There'll be plenty. I noticed Chase ratchets. It's different. That's what's great about the show. Is sometimes they kick off with a lot of it. Sometimes they ratchet it up. I think this season will be the most violent Sopranos season on record. And I don't know whether Tony is going to have a change. You know, whether it's are they setting us up for him to get out? You know, where he got shot and now he's feeling this sort of, you know, he's glad to be alive kind of thing. And you know, a Junior shot him, Uncle Junior. And because he lived, because he survived, now is he going to get religion? Is he going to leave the crime life? You know, Carmella is involved in real estate transactions, and you know, is he going to do that? We don't know. The only personally, this is just my personal opinion, because David Chase has been up to this point terrific in allowing us to be surprised every week. But, and I don't even know if this will be a surprise, but I think the only proper way to end this show's run is for Tony to get killed. But maybe, you know, as he dies in Carmella's arms or something, just there's money in the bird feeder. I don't know how he'll do it. I don't know what they'll do. I don't know why they'll do it, and I don't know when they'll do it. Hey, man, on TV right now, they got a bunch of jihad guys that want to go off and, like, suicide bomb. God, they look cool in their black masks and their khaki pants and their automatic weapons and their shoulder-fired rockets. Oh, they are bitchin'-looking guys. I just might make them my bitches, too. Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, a real classic flashback.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We have Raj Faneen. That's a flashback from 2003. We have Mr. Faneen back with us on our newsmaker line. Do you remember that debate, sir?
I was talking to my wife here a moment ago to say that I was doing this... to go on the Phil Hendry show, you know, in America. She said, this is the program where that man behaved like a pig. You know, I said, yes.
Well, that was 3 years ago, and it was before the Iraq War. And, of course, now you are – are you out of a job pretty much?
No, I never stop working on behalf of my country. You know, the administration, the governmental apparatus of Saddam Hussein is no longer, you know, but I will always work on behalf of my people and on behalf of Iraq. And
why are you not back in Iraq? You're still in Canada, right?
That is correct, yes.
Why are you not back in Iraq?
Because I don't recognize this government that has been installed there by the United States. It's not a, I don't think it's a democratic. I don't think it's legal. It's not a government that I wish that I would say is to be recognized. You know, we work behind the scenes, you know, to try to reinstate what we think is the proper government of Iraq, which is about to stay. Socialism, which we...
That doesn't mean bringing back Saddam Hussein, does it?
It's not about Saddam Hussein. It's about the legal government of Iraq, which was about a socialist government that had been elected.
Do you have any comment about the hundreds and hundreds of grave sites that have found with the political figures? Have you any comment about the people in court who have testified to the torture of this man?
Yes, I do have a comment. How about that?
So now the guy that you called childish...
No, you asked me a stupid question. I gave you a stupid answer. You know that.
What do you mean? What's stupid about that? You call a guy childish for farting on a show.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, it's not a good question because...
Why isn't it a good question? I mean, the guy was the man that you worked for. They found mass graves and...
Yes, and they also found... You know what that was? It was falafel. Seriously.
Get out of here. You suck.
Oh, you bastard.
What?
There's 10 minutes of farting. You know, he's Mr. Hall going to call.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now it's time for email.
Thank you, RC.
You're welcome.
Turn his phone off, will you, freaking guy? Time now for our email segment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. By the way, I would like to mention just one more time, we will be on the Adam Carolla radio show tomorrow morning. They told me to get there at 7. They said we'd be on for two segments starting at 7:30, I think. Isn't that what they said, Mark? So I have to get there a full half hour early, driving from Thousand Oaks to Wilshire Boulevard, getting up at 5:45, for 20 lousy stinking minutes. But I'm joking around. I'm very honored and very pleased they asked this. Thank you very much, Adam. We'll be on there talking about our radio show, talking about Teachers, the fun-filled 30-minute sitcom on NBC starting moi. Years ago, when I was a bullfighter. Anyway, it's time now for some email. And let me just get to it, baby. Here's one, but just kind of picking and choosing. This is from Bob Ike, the horse racing handicapper for the LA Daily News. Seriously. It says, Phil, as a proud alumnus of Occidental College, I was thrilled to hear that Vernon Dozier is a fellow alum revealed in a bit last week about him having done a porno film that was going to be seen by the school principal. He was already my favorite character, now even more so. Keep up the great work. Bob Ike, horse racing handicapper, LA Times. If you ever want to come out to the track, I'd love to host you and your family. Del Mar's a blaster in the summer. Hell yeah. We got to get our, what do you guys think about a little Del Mar action, man? I'd love that. If you could get us that, you know, that finish line box, Bob? You know what I'm saying, baby? Or, I'm serious, or if they've got the restaurant with the little TV sets, so you can see the race on the TV set. Woo! What is it with this lonely bull, bud?
Hey, it's very brave and wonderful.
Yeah, it's exciting. Phil, here's one from Sean. I've been addicted to your show for 2 years now. I found a web stream out of Florida, which helps out a lot. I finally decided today to purchase a subscription with my broke ass. Yeah. It took about 2 weeks to figure out what was going on with your show 2 years ago. But since then, I've been able to live. I haven't been able to live without my Phil fix. I find your show a breath of fresh air. I now read the news of the day. I listen to you today. Can we get less ass kick? I mean, thank you very much, Sean, but the ones that I read on the air, I don't want them to be such butt-licking ones. Aren't there things that we can... Phil, I'm working on Thursday listening to my MP3s that I have transferred from home since the fairly large corporation I work for doesn't allow any entertainment sites to be visited, and I had to pause because I was laughing so hard. Bud going through the lines to kill the program director was funny, damn funny, but him breaking into the mob voice from Goodfellas and saying, he's dead and there's nothing... But him breaking into the mob voice with he's dead and there's nothing we could do about it sent me right over the edge. What was that bit, man? It's right from Goodfellas, too. He's dead. He's dead and there was nothing that we could do about it. What do you mean he's gone? What do you mean he's gone? He's gone. He's gone and there was nothing we could do about it. Later on, Chris in San Antonio. Thanks, Chris. Since your show started here on the new KZON 101.5 format in January, this is from John, writing from KZON 101.5 country. I've become a huge fan. Great stuff. And the backstage pass is worth every penny. As a promo spot for your show, they often play a clip of you spoofing that moronic fathead Lycus. Absolutely hysterical. Take care. Love the show, John. Yeah, we occasionally do the boy impression. Got to do that boy impression more often. I was listening to your program about ducks. We live at a... This is from Bill. Bill says, I was listening to your show about ducks. We live in a lake community in Gilbert, Arizona. We had the same problem with duck crap all over the place from the same two ducks that flew into our pool every day. When my wife would chase them out of the pool, they would just fly to the nearest fence and quack at her. This is how we solved the problem. I went to a pool store and purchased an inflatable alligator, filled it with air, and tied it on a 20-foot string to keep it from flying out of the pool during one of our windstorms. That was almost a year ago, and we have not seen a duck in our pool since. The best part about this was that the ducks fly into my neighbor's pool. Yeah, I know. I had the same thing with me. I take the hose, and I spray them out of there, and I see them take off and land in my neighbor's pool. You know what? Is this guy kidding with an inflatable alligator? Because I'll try it. Man, birds are the dumbest thing going. Hey, Phil, thanks a ton. I got my backstage pass. I've been catching up on the show. I've had you on all 8 hours of my last three shifts. I've watched some of the old webcasts for the first time. I thought I could throw my voice, but I got nothing on you. Keep up the good work. Ha, ha, ha. Sean, thanks very much, Sean. Hey, Phil, you should really have a cup of ice with your Cokes that you have during the webcast. Hate to see you drink warm sodas. Yeah. Thanks. Love Craig in Miami, backstage keeper and teacher's watcher. And finally, Phil, I was listening to your we got the ducks thing out of the way. Okay, cool. Oh, here's one more. Hey, Phil, as a proud alumnus of Occidental College, I guess that's it.
Yeah, you went through all of them like five times.
Got it. All right, 1-800-44, thank you very much, folks. 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like to email, phs@philhendryshow.com. We're always interested in emails that tell us of stuff that happened to you when you were listening to the show or favorite segments of the show. Those are always sure to get read. We appreciate your love and your concern and we appreciate you digging the show, but you don't have to write and tell me how much you like it. I mean, I take those home and I read them by myself, but on the air, I prefer ones that tell us, you know, how the show has changed your life, affected. We read an email the other day that said that some guy came out of a coma and he heard our show. The first thing he heard was our show when he came out of the coma, and then he went right back into it. Okay.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, hon.
What was the name of the song you played a moment ago? Just lovely.
That was called The Lonely Bull.
I want to write it down. I can get a pen for me. Yes, hello.
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Hernan. My name is Clara. And the lady you talk to right now, she's got a little bit of a problem.
Are you a nurse?
Yes, I am.
Well, are you? Where are you?
I'm right now. I'm at her home. So I'm a private nurse. I do personal care.
Oh, okay. So this poor lady's a little senile?
I don't know what her problem is. She got a little bit of senility, but she's going to be fine, aren't you, dear? She's going to be fine. We're just looking for a pen so we can write down the name of the song. She heard the song on your show. And she want to...
Well, I understand that. Okay. Can I tell you?
She want to talk to you. Hold on. Here you go, dear. Take the phone.
G, Jesus, bud, why do you put calls like this through?
I bet you wanted to be seen as a nice guy.
I do, but it's taken up forever, man.
I'm giving her the phone right now.
Okay.
What is that? Get the phone. Why? Just take the phone. Why are you giving me the phone? Because you called the man on the radio. About the song you heard? Oh? Hello? Rusty,
My name is Phil.
Well, it's Rusty Humphrey because he played a song.
It's called The Lonely Bull by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. My name is Phil.
Well, can I speak with Rusty Humphrey, please? And I'll hold on. Do you want to talk to Rusty Humphrey?
This is the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. What is it? The Phil Henry Show, honey. Why? Because that was the show you were listening to. You thought you were listening to Rusty. But... okay.
The Lonely Bull, Tijuana Brass, okay?
It's called The Lonely Bull, Herb Alpert, and the Tijuana Brass. She wants to say thank you. Here, take the phone, dear. Take what? Take the phone, dear. How are you going to say... How are you going to say thank you without the phone? I don't need that. I'll just say it to it. Thank you, Rusty. And it was called Herb Alpert's ass. Not Herb Alpert's ass.
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. The Lonely Bull.
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
And the song is called The Lonely Bull.
The what?
Lonely Bull.
What's going on? I'm writing it down. Get me a pen to write with.
Oh, my God.
You just get another pen. I run out of ink.
I really got to get going, ma'am, okay? It's called Herb Alpert and the Tijuana...
Just a minute. Hold on.
I'll kill you, bud, after this. You screen another call like that again, I will commit homicide. Your blood will be on my hands.
You almost said my blood will be on your hand. You almost made a mistake.
I'm going to punch you out right here on the air. What do you think of that?
I'm here to you right now. I had to get a pen.
I understand, hon.
What was the name of the song?
It was called The Lonely Bull by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Look, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Herb Alpert's turd in the what?
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Today is tax. I just saw a headline. Today is tax deadline day. My accountant is a guy by the name of Mitch. I don't want to give his last name. I don't want him to be flooded with the work. He's great. Mitch is, you know what, I don't know why he's great, seriously, because he's honest. He didn't let me get in any, no hassles. He will say things like, if you don't have an accountant like this, you need one. Seriously, he will say, you know what, all this crap you're writing off? Yeah, well, guess what, you ain't going to write off all of it. Well, what are you talking about? You ain't writing it all off. What, do you want a freaking audit? Half of this crap goes away. Let's go. Come on. Get with it. I like that, man. I like a guy that's going to slap me across the face and say, look it. You think you're going to get all this freaking bread back? Are you high on someone else's methane? Have you been using your ass gas catcher too much, man? You think you're going to write all this off, huh? Well, I mean, I was thinking, well, guess what? It ain't going to happen. You know, Marie and I used to write off a lot of travel because we'd take trips because we like it. I mean, I like going play. That's my favorite, man, vacation for me is get out of here. That's what it is for me. I mean, some people dig the kick at their own house. I appreciate that. That's, you know, to each his own. For me, it's getting on a plane or in a car and just getting the hell away and preferably going to another country. Now, because I cannot afford going to Europe or Asia or some of these other swinging places, guess where I go? I go to Mexico. I won't go to the Caribbean. Why? Because it smells funky. I don't dig the people there. I mean, that's just my thing. And, you know, if you dig the Caribbean, God love you, man. You want to go to the Bahamas? Good for you. I wouldn't go to the freaking Caribbean on a bet. I don't like it there. Why? I don't like black people. I'm kidding. But you got to be able to say that at least once a show. I bet you there's somebody. Yeah, he thinks he's kidding, man. He means that. You know, white man. Me, no, I don't. No, I don't. Here's a country that's got black folks in it. I love it. Fiji. I dig the hell out of Fiji, man. The folks there are the greatest.
I mean, they're black.
They are. They're basically black folks. You've been to Fiji?
Well, now, three guesses.
All right, you haven't, so shut up.
What do you mean? I thought they're, like, Polynesian or something.
Nah, Fijian people are different. I don't know what it is. Go to Hawaii, and you got that Polynesian thing, right?
Yeah.
Go to Tahiti, you got the Polynesian thing. Go to freaking anywhere. But if you go to Fiji, they're more African.
What do they do? You're trying to tell me they rode a boat from Africa over there?
I don't know what I'm saying. Somehow, the people of Fiji resemble more closely the people of Africa. But they're the sweetest people in the world. I went to Mass there, man. I went to Catholic Mass in Fiji. Everybody in bare feet. It was a trip. The priest came in bare feet. Whole priest garments in bare feet. Because, I mean, that's what they do. And I talked to the guy later. I go, so where'd you go to seminary? He goes, oh, you know, up here and this and that and this and that. And he speaks English. He says, yeah, these are my people, you know. I dig it. All right, anyway, so what was I saying? Anyway, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to close out with some John Coltrane. What do you think of that? Taxes. Anyway, my accountant's good, and because of him, I can afford CDs like this. Good night, everyone.
What's this music? It sounds gay.
Just do the freaking credits.
The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Mark Newman with associate producer Michelle Hernandez and Wayne Roberts. Tonight's show was written by Phil Hendry and Doug Jones. Phil Hendry's wardrobe. What wardrobe? Jesus H. Come on. I'm R.C. Collins. The Phil Hendry Show is produced in Los Angeles at a place called Sherman Oaks. That's because a guy named Sherman had one that looked like an oak.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.